of times this season finishes.
All right, we're going to get started here with our post-race media availabilities from today's Eldora Dirt Derby 150. We are joined by our second-place finisher, Grant Enfinger, driver of the number 98, Protect the Harvest Ford. We'll just go straight and open up to questions for Grant. We'll start here with Jacob.
Jacob Seelman, Speed Sport. Grant, two for you. First, that last lap, we all saw you leaning on him there in three and four. Was there anything more, anything different maybe you could have done to try and beat him to the line?
I don't think I was leaning on him. I think he leaned on me a little bit.
I guess pinching maybe is the better
word. Yeah, I think I went to the middle there, probably pinched him off a little bit, and then he used me up on exit. But like I said, I would have done the exact same thing. It's good hard racing. I love racing with Chase. I think we had really equal Ford F-150s. I feel like I nailed the restart. I really don't know what we could have done different. I think it was just a heck of a race. Heck of a run for Thor Sport Racing. I feel like this is probably three races this year that we've had all good Thor Sport Racing Ford F-150s. We hadn't been really consistent with all of us running good, but Martinsville, Kentucky here, feel like everything we unloaded was really, really good. So proud of that, proud of the Fab Shop. I hate it for them and Duke and Ron the Thorson because, you know, these trucks ran 1, 2, and 4, I guess, there. Everything needs a new body after this.
Now, this race, you're not necessarily one of the dirt background guys. I think Weaver was talking about it on Twitter. There's a little bit of dirt go-karting way back in the day for you. But what is it about this style of racing that you've kind of taken to?
I think it's the throttle control racing, just growing up on the wore out short tracks, Pensacola, Mobile, those wore out super late model tracks, I think taught me a lot of throttle control. So, and that's probably the biggest thing. I had a lot of really good people to lean on. Matt Crafton helped me a lot. I went with him, modified racing. He even let me get in the car a little bit after the race, last Saturday night. Kelly Kowski, who's been a long time crew chief and mentor for me. He was here helping me along the way. So I've got a lot of good people to lean on. But the biggest thing is we had a really good truck. So really all I had to do was drive. And Jeff Hensley had us tuned up really from when we unloaded.
We are also joined by our third place finisher, Stuart Friesen, driver of the number 52 We Build America Chevrolet, and Logan Seavey, driver of the number 51 Mobile One Toyota, who finished eighth today. We will continue with questions for our three drivers. We'll go here to RJ, right behind you.
RJ Kraft, NASCAR.com for Logan. You seemed to be in position there late, and the cautions came out and fell the wrong way. Is there anything you would have done differently on those restarts?
I'm not sure there is.
First time. I'm not sure there is much I could have done there. Right at the beginning of that second stage, you can kind of feel the track was getting a little abrasive and maybe taking a little rubber off the corners. My truck gained a lot of grip there in the second stage, and I just slowed down because I knew everybody else was going to take tires, and I'd already taken mine. I just knew I had to try to save as much as I could, but at the end of the day, we had 50 more laps, and I think just overheated the tires and got kind of eaten up there on those last couple of restarts.
Continue with questions. Go back to Jacob.
Jacob Seelman, Speed Sport. Logan, obviously not the ending that you wanted to, and I know the last thing you wanted to see there with the 3-second lead was the caution. What's going through your mind when you see the lights click on and all of a sudden you know what's coming? And then what was it like on that restart where you're lining up next to your sprint car team owner and kind of having to think about what's inside his head?
Yeah, I know Chase really well, and I know he likes to play a lot of games on restarts, and he's really good at it. So I knew it was going to be tough, and he kind of just got rolling a little bit better than I did, and then I started spinning my tires, and I got a pretty good push from behind, but I just wasn't good enough there through the first corners, and they ran really hard, and their trucks stuck pretty good. So I knew after that first restart, I thought it was okay, and then the second one, I kind of just spun the tires, and those guys have a lot of practice on restarts. Even though it's on dirt, they got a lot of practice, and I haven't really done this too much. So, you know, I know that's kind of my weakest link when I came in, and I knew the L's would be really tough, and that's what got me tonight.
Dylan Freeble, Race Pro Weekly. Stu, talk about the urgency now to win, to get into the playoffs, not rely on your points.
Pardon me, what was the question?
The urgency to win, to get into the playoffs and not rely on points.
Well, obviously, Grant hates it that he didn't win, but him winning would have put us another, you know, tightened it up again. So there's still, I guess, three open spots. No, we just weren't good enough to win. You know, the Thor Sport guys, Grant, Chase, Matt, were super good both days here. And we were just kind of playing catch-up, you know, off the truck. And it's so hard to do. It's so competitive at this level. And that was it. So eventful race and, you know, got back to a third. And we were probably maybe even worse than a third-place truck. So we probably got away with a little something there.
Any additional questions? Jacob?
One for Logan and then one for Stuart. Logan, what do you take away, even though you weren't able to come away with the win, what do you take away from this experience and running for the win, showing everybody what you were made of like you did tonight?
Yeah, this is a, you know, really cool experience for me. Obviously, I've only done a couple stock car starts, mostly just open wheel stuff. And to get in here and, you know, run up front there in the first stage, compete for the lead, and then you know, kind of be able to maneuver my way through the field the second stage and then lead, you know, 50 or so laps there on the third stage. It was really, really fun. It was, the trucks are so hard to drive and, you know, the track was, I figured they would work it before the race and they didn't. And, I thought that would play to my favor. My truck was really, really good in the slick and I think it showed tonight. So, overall experience was, you know, as good as I think it could have gone without those last couple of cautions there at the end.
Stuart, last year, a lot of people earmarked this as your one shot to win and get into the playoffs. With as much speed as you guys have had on the intermediates this year, coming so close, is there a little less frustration leaving here knowing that you guys have been contending for wins every week compared to last year where the speed was more fleeting?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, last year we struggled, and, you know, we were just getting started in the sport with the whole Helmar team. So got ourselves hooked up with great people with the alliance with GMS, obviously, and their fab shop and everything. So really excited to get to Pocono. Had some, you know, did some Chevy Sim stuff the other day, which was awesome fun. And excited for that. Really excited for Michigan. And then Bristol, I could take or leave, but, you know, I know we'll have, you know, competitive trucks next three races, and we'll do our best. You know, if it happens, great. If it doesn't, we'll just, you know, keep racing.
Anything final? All right, gentlemen, thanks for joining us tonight.